Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent. Anyway, we begin with reaction to Premier League action, where Mikel Arteta's Arsenal, annoyingly, are 5 points clear at the top of the table after dispatching Marco Silva's Fulham at Craven Cottage. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Three, that's the magic number.
And it's finished Fulham 0, Arsenal 3. It's as you were at the top of the Premier League as Arsenal take their lead back to 5 points after Manchester City's win at Palace yesterday. And I have to say, it was pipe and slippers stuff by half-time, by which time they had their three goals.
It feels great. Obviously, it was a really tricky game after coming back from Europe. Not much recovery, 2 o'clock against a really tough opponent in a very difficult stadium. But I think we deserve to win. I think we're dominant, we were convincing, we took our chances and scored some beautiful goals. And the clean sheet, obviously, closed the game.
Since that City game where they lost, you know, they've won every game in the league. Now that, again, I say that's what champions do, not saying that they will become champions, but we look back and say that's what champions do. And Arsenal are looking like champions at the moment. The problem for them is so does City.
Now let's get reaction from the other Premier League matches, starting with Erik ten Hag's Manchester United. Annoyingly, only drawing with Southampton after Casemiro was sent off in the first half.
But it's a point for Man United. They keep that unbeaten run going at Old Trafford as well. But I have to say, it was played pretty much like a testimonial game today. But it's finished at Old Trafford. Manchester United 0, Southampton 0.
Refereeing is coming in the start of the season with the policy. We are Premier League. It's going strong here. We want intensity. Casemiro is in across European leagues, over 500 games, yet never had a red card. And now he had twice. Overthink that. He plays tough, but he plays fair. And also in this, he's playing fair, same as against Crystal Palace. So it's very debatable. Everyone who knows something about football, you know, and of course, when you freeze it, it looks bad. But everyone who knows something about football, who was acting on top football, they know what isn't bad, what is fair. I tell you, Casemiro is a really fair player. Tough, but fair. Yeah, so when it shows over 500 games in big leagues, never sent off.
It's the second time he's done it, isn't it? He did it at Crystal Palace and it was a blow. And I think the next game after that was Arsenal. And I think obviously we know what happened there. So he's got to be more disciplined, as simple as that. Because, you know, not just the fact of, yeah, United going down to 10 men, but he is one of United's best players. He's definitely one of, if not the best signing in the Premier League this season. So he needs to be on the pitch, simple as that.
On now to the locker room, or the boot room, as some people call it, with Alex Crook, Darren Ambrose and Bayo Akinfenwa.
The video was shown about 4 or 5 times and he went straight back onto the field to give Casemiro a straight red card. So Manchester United are down to 10 men.
You can tell often in football whether something is a red card, whether it's a penalty, whether it's a handball, whether it's a foul, by the body language and the reaction of the players. Now, you look at the Southampton players after Anthony Taylor had come over to the monitor and he overturned the yellow and he'd upgraded it to a red for Casemiro. They were almost apologising and consoling Casemiro. I think they felt it was harsh. Now, listen, I can see why it's given, because you can argue that he's out of control. You've described it, Darren Ambrose, very dramatically as a leg breaker.
Not dramatically.
I think he's grazed Alcaraz's shin.
He's grazed the ball. Yeah. He's grazed the ball and then hit his shin.
But is it not his momentum that has forced him to follow through on the play?
I don't think there was malice in it. So no, when you look at it, I don't think there was malice in that. And that's a different argument. So he's unlucky because he makes contact with the ball, grazes the ball, the top of the ball, and then follows through into his shin, which therefore I say with Ambrose, it could have broke his shin. So malice is a different thing. He was unlucky enough that his momentum took him in to the player's leg, and it's a red card. I think it's a red card. I get what you're saying, and of course it's Man United, so you're going to say it the way you are. But listen, I think it was a red card.
I think the harshness in the situation is the 4-game ban, because as you said, there's no malice in it. So I think to pick up 4 games is harsh, but that's the rules, that's the laws of the game. It's his second red card, isn't it? And he gets a 4-game ban for it. Now, West Ham climbed out of the relegation zone, bottom three, call it what you want, on goal difference after draw with Aston Villa. Here's the Amers gaffer, David Moyes.
And there was a ripple of booze here at full time, Faye. I sense that the home fans feel like there was a missed opportunity this afternoon to get 3 points. Nevertheless, they are just eking their way out of the bottom three. Full time here, West Ham 1, Aston Villa 1.
Well, we only dropped in yesterday because of results. So, you know, we can't do anything about what other teams do. We can only do our job. You know, we wanted to take 3 points today. That would have been the key it would have got us up to, I think, about 2 points under 12th position if we got 3 points today. And that was the message I was giving out. Let's get close to 12th as quickly as we can. So today we could only get a point, so it's something. It's better than nothing. I thought we had enough chances. I've not seen them back yet to say how bad their misses they were, but they felt that I needed one of them to be, you know, struck cleanly or connected well enough, which would have got it. And I thought we had those positions to do that.
Ollie Watkins becomes the second Aston Villa player to score in 4 successive away games.
Cue Villa boss Unai Emery.
He's trying every day, practicing to improve, practicing to learn, and he's very open to listen to us, and we are working with everybody, but he's especially a striker, very, very demanding himself, and I think the result of him is that he's deserving it, because he's working very well.
And here's the Newcastle manager, Eddie Howe, after they beat Julian Lopetegui's Wolves.
Newcastle, I think, deserved to win this game 2-1. Wolves, well, I think they were very, very sloppy. They worked hard, but I don't think they had enough in front of goal. At the end of it, St James's Park, it's Newcastle 2, Wolverhampton Wanderers 1.
Yeah, just a massive win for us today in general, I think. Our recent performances, as we said, have been very strong, but you need to win games to validate that, I think, in everyone's perception. So we knew that we needed to win quickly to reignite our season. We have done today.
The VR moment in the 20th minute when Nick Pope miscontrolled a ball. Jimenez just nipped in front of him. There was definitely some contact, and I think Nick Pope can find himself very, very lucky. Maybe Adney Madley should have had a look at it again.
I thought the referee got it right. VAR didn't intervene. So, you know, look, maybe it was a slight fortunate for us, but we certainly deserve that fortune today.
I have seen now a very clear penalty for us. It's a pity we are not lucky, or we are very unlucky with Andrew, and it was a pity for us.
I've watched it again, the Nick Pope. I think it's a red card. And I'm delighted he's not. He's my FBL goalkeeper. But I think if you look at the reaction of him, he was panicking. He knew he obviously miscontrolled it. And what he's done is he's put his arm out. It's clever goalkeeping, really, because he's made it look like there's no contact. I think if you're a centre forward, Bayo, and you're going through, he miscontrols it, you think, I'm nipping in, I'm going to score, and he does kind of make contact in the box. Unfortunately, I think that's a red card, and I think Nick Pope knows it.
You're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And here's the former Premier League striker, big Tony Cascarino, discussing Spurs and Harry Kane's future at the club.
Here he comes, Kane, right footed, right into the roof of the net, down the middle, 2-0 to Spurs, 20 Premier League goals for the season for Harry Kane.
Do you want to see him stay? Do you want to see him go? And if he does go, what does that mean for Spurs as a team?
Well, they're going to have to face that challenge one day of losing Harry Kane. It's going to happen. What do you do with someone that's easily your best player? You know, you want to keep him, but how long can you? Can you convince him? They've never managed to do that. Every appointment that they've made has been trying to, you know, with the idea of, well, Harry needs to be successful at this football club if we're going to keep him. And they haven't achieved it. This summer is going to be the biggest challenge of all because he's entering his last year of his contract. And if he makes it clear to Tottenham, I'm not signing, then there's no other solution for Daniel Levy in the club to go, well, we've got to move him on. We can't let him go for nothing the year after. By the way, it's his sixth season in the Premier League where he's got 20-plus goals.
Do you want to go and see him be a winner now?
I think he has to be. He's that good. Whether Tottenham can get close to proving, I think they've tried to convince him numerous times. It just hasn't worked out. It hasn't happened. So for Harry, you might think, well, this was the last chance saloon. This is this season. So... And they ain't going to win anything this year, are they?
Do you not think Spurs fans are at the end of their tether, that their main man in charge, and Daniel Levy, is so into Formula One, he's into Beyonce concerts, and actually, when you look at the main ambition being top four, and that's what they seem to be getting, you know, they're getting a
Well, he's not Red Bull, though, is he? Or was it Mercedes or Ferrari? He's been driving them.
But there's no trophies.
The Renault. You know?
Exactly. It becomes that point where now Spurs need to start doing something that a little bit different.
The club has to be successful.
Yeah.
The fans of, you know, you get 60,000 watch them every home game. It's an incredibly well-supported football club. It has to have trophies in the cabinet. It's that big of a football club.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts up first in the morning. Do what you got to do to get it, is my advice. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.